Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Aloha, and welcome back to Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. I'm your host, January Liddell. Today, I'll be doing a solo podcast about weathering the storms of life in business and personal endeavors. Today, we're diving deep in the turbulent waters of the storms of life and discovering how to navigate them with ease, both in our business and our personal lives. Life storms, we've all faced them. It might be a business venture gone wrong, a personal loss, or sudden life change. These are the challenges that test our resilience, our strength, and our ability to adapt. In the world of business, storms are inevitable. The market can be unpredictable. Competitors emerge, and external factors like global events can play havoc with the best laid plans. Yet the most successful entrepreneurs know that it's not about avoiding the storm, but learning how to sail through it. Okay, so I have some tips here that I'd like to share with you. Number one, embracing adaptability. In business, being flexible can be the key. Blockbuster failed because they couldn't see the streaming storm on the horizon, but Netflix, they adapted. And today, they're a giant in the industry. When a storm approaches, adjust your sails. This might mean revising your business model, rethinking strategies, or even pivoting your approach. Number two, building a supportive network. Both in business and personal life, it's essential to surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. In challenging times, having mentors, friends, and family to lean on can make all the difference. They provide not just emotional support, but also a fresh perspective, which can be invaluable. Number three, taking care of your mental health. Storms are as much internal as they are external. Prioritizing mental well-being is crucial. This means finding ways to de-stress, whether it's through meditation, physical activity, or simply taking a break. I do all of the above, including praying. Number four, embracing the learning. Every storm teaches us something. In personal life, challenges help us grow, understand ourselves better, and often lead us to paths we never thought we'd tread. In business, failures are just stepping stones to success. Embrace them, analyze what went wrong, and use that knowledge to forge ahead. Number five, preparation is key. I've said this on my live a few days ago. Preparation is key. Lastly, the best way to face a storm is to be prepared in business. This means having backup plans, rainy day funds, and being informed about potential market changes. In personal life, it's about having a strong foundation of values, knowing what truly matters, and having the tools to navigate challenges. To wrap up, storms are a natural part of the journey. While we cannot control them, we can control our response. And remember, after every storm, there's a rainbow waiting to appear. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Aloha and a hui ho until next time.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.